Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random wrestling shows on the Fight app and reports it all back to you. I am one of the hosts. I am Finn Fish, and I have a co-host. He is Mr. Forfro. What's up, man?
Not much. Hello, everybody. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm great. I had a very cool Christmas. Actually got to do a podcast with my son, who's 8 years old. He had to do a Lucha chat with me. He got to chat all about Lucha Underground and teach you some El Español, which wasn't correct.
Yes, I listened. I had a lot of fun listening to it, to be honest.
Yeah. You know, kids don't really get their parents something for Christmas, you know. They always thinking about themselves. So I was like, hey, since you didn't get me anything, you know, not a card or nothing, you're going to do a podcast with me. And so that was his gift to me, doing a podcast. It was pretty fun seeing his perspective of the show I like the most and asking the nonsensical questions of this show. But, you know, he knows it's more of a TV show than the WWE. You can tell it's more of a TV show. Without me even saying anything about it, it's like, yeah, it's like a TV show because it's backstage stuff, you know. So, yeah. But he didn't want to talk about that. He wanted to talk about Sexy Star. That's all he wanted to talk about.
Yeah, it was kind of fun because you were trying to embarrass him about, is this the women's locker room, the men's locker room? That was pretty funny.
Yeah. On a show, I never know, so I just always jump into it. Yeah, and he's like, how's that guy in there when we're watching? I was like, that's a good question. Ask people on the show. It's how you know. But how was your holiday season going?
That was good. Had a nice 4-day weekend from work. Did Christmas Eve over at my aunt's. Had the traditional lasagna. Played the family's favorite game, Mexican Train. My cousin came in from the Pacific Northwest, and he forgot how to play Mexican Train. And then he freaking wins the game, like with like a cushion of 200 points to the next person that was playing. So I was like, yeah, you forgot how to play. Not buying it. And then I decided to, my Christmas was kind of horrible because I got to watch the Denver Donkeys, Broncos, not do too well. And then shortly after, I got the hard hitting, nice, good old flu bug, and that wasn't fun. And then I got to get the little emergency outpatient surgery on Tuesday. Nothing major, just more of something just kind of happens. And so, but kind of nice that don't have to worry about any leagues or anything happening right now. But other than that, it wasn't too terrible. But just kind of looking forward to Rocky Mountain Pro this Friday. Get to see Adam Rose, and I'm going to be a Rosebud. I get to buy a special VIP meet and greet and get to be a Rosebud. And I think I come up with my costume for it. So that should be pretty cool to meet him and everything. So.
Oh, that's cool. But usually when I play Mexican Train, it costs me $200. So you're doing all right there if you're not losing no money.
No, we don't. We only play for points.
But so let's usually we give our shout outs at the end, but let's give one out to our Fully Loaded Wrestling. We've been talking to them off the air stuff, and we're looking to do something with them pretty soon, you know, get some interviews and some stuff from them. So I'm glad for that.
Yeah. But, so it sounds like we may do like a special interview with them, and then we're going to probably have to then swing around and watch another one of their shows here shortly after. So, which I'm actually kind of excited for that, because it sounds like they got a lot happening. So.
But on this week's show, we have ICW Fight Club number 12 from Scotland or Glasgow, Scotland. This is a pretty good show.
The Scotland area. Yeah, suggested by one of our Trending Topics Network community members, the living legend. And before we even get to it, all I have to say is I'm just kind of like eyes wide open, insanely like, wow, what did I just watch? No pun intended.
These guys are cut from my cloth. Their commentary is a lot of fuck you.
yeah, that was one thing I noticed. It's little, I can handle it, not necessarily my taste, but their commentators were just out there and just, they stepped on the gas and didn't let go.
they kept throwing matches in it to make it, to build it up. But let's just get into the show. The commentators. No, I don't know which one it was. Sean David wasn't dressed up to the professional level to me. Billy Kirkwood was, at least he had a sports jacket on, but either one of them didn't look good. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, but now in retrospect of actually watching the episode, it may actually be a little more better that they actually dressed that way because of how this episode turned out.
Yes.
And I'm interested to watch another one of these and see if these are all this insane to watch.
Yeah, I mean, the style, you know, maybe that's their style out there. Maybe that's their way of dressing up. I'm not too sure, but I'm just comparing it to American wrestling. You think the commentators are just a little bit more dressed up, but right. You know, maybe it's just their style. And I would try to watch a few more of these just to see how, you know, if they ever do, or if it is for them to dress up. But I think ICW is my favorite looking event. Black and red. That's black, the color scheme.
And red. Yes. And it was very, well, lit. And just had a nice atmosphere. I mean, everything about this place, the garage, they called it, was just great looking, I thought.
And I see why they call it a garage, because it was standing room only, no seats, maybe no on seats. The bleachers, maybe up top in the on the rafters or whatever the hell that's up there. But I know on the floor, there were no seats at all. So I guess you had to get there early to get a good spot. Or you'd have been standing in the back and not be able to see the action. But it's nice. I like the balcony that they had up there. That was a great touch.
Yeah.
To me, the ring looked super. Oh, holy shit. Logo a little too small. I couldn't figure out. I knew what it said, but if I was watching, I wouldn't have known what it said.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be able to see what the logo said. But all in all, a great, great looking place.
Yeah, great. Had my favorite type of turnbuckle covers, the wider, flatter ones, you know, that Impact Wrestling uses and our promotion from last week used. So, I mean, I like those.
Yeah.
I like these. Maybe that should be the new style, but we'll see.
Yeah. So our first little dilly we had was the Vixen of Violence. Oh, man, that's a badass name. Viper. She came out to call out Carmel.
Yeah, she Carmel called, Jacob, yeah.
Yeah, she called her out, you know, I guess the Vixen of Violence. That's such a kick-ass name. It was the first ever women's champion some time ago, and then Carmel has a title at this time. I guess Carmel's injured, and she can't go, but she's telling the, you know, she's telling Viper here that, you know, it's her time, pretty much her time now. Tells her to fuck off. you know, just gives her the riot act, and then the Vixen of Violence just puts her on her ass. She doesn't go after her because Carmella's injured. But it was pretty good. I like the intensity of both women, you know, staking their claim of what's happening. Thinking Viper is taking the spotlight from Carmel when Carmel is now the women's champion.
Yeah. The verbal sparring between these two was just, it was intense. It was insane. It was great. It was a lot of just in your face. I'm the alpha female. etc. So, yeah.
And they were able to really use words that really pervade their message. You know, yeah. Fuck you, bitch. You know, I don't give a fuck about you. None of this shit.
Yeah.
And you know, they're not just overusing the word. They're really using it in anger meaning instead of, you know, you're just a bitch, like in other promotions where they use right. it one time. But to me, this women title looked like garbage.
Yeah, it didn't. Well, I mean, I could see that. It just didn't pop. It just looked kind of flat looking. It was the belt color itself was white, so it was like, you guys already was it already white before another big promotion had their, you know, women's belt white leather. You know, kind of questionable. So, yeah, I just needed just maybe try to rework it, maybe a little, maybe get it to pop on, especially when it comes to TV cameras. That's just what I thought. So, and one thing I was going to say too before we got too much into the belt was, you know, their the two women's verbal sparring, and it was all done in a Scottish accent too. So,
so yeah, which made it a lot sexier. But I really like both women. I think they called is Carmel the pipe bomb champion or the pipe bomb? She's the one that lays the pipe bombs, right?
Yeah, they just called that she was laying out a pipe bomb from Viper.
Okay, because I do like the Vixen of Viper. Oh man, this is an awesome name. Maybe she went to a different promotion, and they had to drop her name. If they called her Vixen,
yeah,
that'd be super Vixen. Vixen of Violence, you know, VOV. I think that'd be pretty cool. Vixen of Violence.
Yeah.
If they had, you know, if she had to leave or whatever, you know, what the case is. But I liked her a lot. I was really high on her at the time. We'll get into this later, but this is setting up their match coming up at the, Fearing Loathing pay-per-view that was coming up in a few weeks, or is it next week? With this timeline here, but yeah, and they were going to be in a three-way, those two and I forget the other participant's name, who we saw later on in the night in the match, which is
Kaylee Ray.
Yeah, those three would be in a three-way match for that women's title. So I was like, why isn't Kaylee Ray out here staking her claim into this women's title feud? But
yeah. Maybe they weren't sure how they could storyline it. I'm not sure. You know, she of course had a match. You know, a little foreshadowing. She had a match that she was participating in later in this episode. So maybe just they just couldn't get it to work out. Or you know, maybe if they just want to do something simple, she could just be in like the entrance way, just kind of hovering and staring them both down or something. You know, didn't have to even say a word. You know. Hindsight 2020, yeah. They say.
And then they run down the upcoming event of Fear and Loathing. I think this was the one they advertised where Mick Foley would be there, but he wasn't able to show up, so Finn Balor had shown up.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, getting him back over there. And then you got anything to say before I get into our first and only match?
No, that's simple. Yeah, they just did a promo for the... for their pay-per-view, which can be found on the Fight app too.
Yep, and our first and final match of the night is the New Age Click. Let's see, who is it? BJ Gunn.
Yep.
BT Gunn.
Yeah, BT Gunn.
BT Gunn. And I'm not gonna mess this guy's name up, but Chris Renouf.
Renfrew.
Oh, crap. Yep. Versus the Filthy Generation, the queen of...
The blood queen of hardcore.
Kaylee Ray and Scotty Boy.
Stevie okay. Boy.
What the hell am I reading?
I don't know.
Must have been drinking. Okay. And the winners of this tag team match get to pick the stipulation for a singles match at the upcoming Fear and Loathing pay-per-view. And this match was nuts. This was awesome. This is an awesome ass match.
Yeah, you could call this match insane. I don't know if you listeners are kind of catching on, but I hope you guys are.
I thought it was pretty good. Kaylee Ray, a little too small to be wrestling these guys. Just a little. She is the blood queen of hardcore, but I felt she was a little too small for these guys.
Yeah, it was tough. But I thought it worked out okay.
But the Filthy Generation, like before they get announced, they hit the ring and they beat up the New Age Clique. And I guess there's different entities of the Clique, the New Age Clique, I should say. And then this is their best form of the New Age Clique. And this is good. A nice, good hardcore match. brawling everywhere. I like how they could brawl in the crowd and there's no seats. So everyone just moves out of the way so people could fight and get their ass kicked out there.
Yeah, you can just have get thrown over the guardrail and then you just have the crowd just kind of make a little bit of a hole and then kind of then move in a little bit to, you know, show the crowd. So yeah, that was kind of a nice touch, and it's kind of the easy way to do it when you do throw your opponent over the guardrail. You don't have to worry about chairs and other objects. So yeah, that's kind of nice.
I never got I want to watch a little bit more of this promotion, but the Chris, he had not tattoos, but he had writing all over him with a marker. I didn't get that. I don't know what that means, but hopefully we can maybe get some more information about that.
Well, a little foreshadowing to the end, because at the end of this episode, but it was basically you were correct. It was markers, and basically they were just kind of, you know, he was taking shot at Stevie Boy, and I forget what they said, but basically it was like Stevie Boy dies in the end or something like that, or, you know. So it was something to that effect. I did say that it said Stevie. So I'm assuming it's something to that effect is what I did catch on that. So that's what that was all about.
They had an array of weapons. They had, what do we call, a baking pan, a baking sheet.
They called it a baking tray, and they were really small because I think in North America our baking sheets are a little bit bigger, or at least mine are.
they got into a use as a staple gun, which.
Oh my God! The staple gun was the use of it was just insane.
And the commentators were mentioning it. The commentators were good talking about the staple gun, about poking holes and places, and even Kaylee Ray got a staple gun shot to
that area.
Yes,
and they called it a Princess Allison, the commentators. So instead of what would be called a Prince Albert,
yeah,
they called it a Princess Allison. So I've never heard that, so maybe that is kind of the thing that is out there for the Urban Dictionary for that. So you know, I didn't get a chance to look that up, but it sounds feasible.
And at one time, the commentator said she had pulled it out and gave it to a fan for a souvenir.
Yeah, that was these commentators were just, they were off the hook. They were just, everything they said was just comical.
Yeah, and then she had gotten a slap to the chest. And then they're saying, oh, her boobs are now popping out of her back, and then they had to recorrect themselves. Or
tits are on the backside.
Yeah, tits are now on
the backside. Oh, breasts. Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And even some thumbtacks. The bump I wouldn't take is on some fucking thumbtacks. Forget that. I couldn't do that one. So every time I see a thumbtack in a match, I get squeamish as hell because I wouldn't do it, but people do. And Chris was just already bloody before he even got into the thumbtacks, but man, he got hurt. He took a back body drop to the thumbtacks. Kaylee Ray didn't take no bumps off of it.
Yeah.
You know, but
And Renfrew was the one that brought the thumbtacks into the ring, and it seems like a good majority of the time, the person that brings them is the one that's going to be taking them.
Yeah.
You know?
But we get, oh, what's his name? We get a Stevie boy here. He took a super back body drop off the top rope into the thumbtacks, which had me, had me just jumping. I was like, oh my gosh, this is horrific. But it was a good match, you know, solid match. Kayla Ray hit some, good devastating moves, a gory special.
Yeah.
You know, from Eddie Guerrero's dad. Just, she didn't have enough oomph. These guys were kind of big for her.
Right.
So, but she did jump and do a lot of interference. She did pull her weight.
Yeah.
Even though
she took she took a really nasty looking, kick too that just crumbled her. And so she sold it really well too.
Yeah. Anything before we, slide into the finish?
No, that's, I think pretty much like we said, this match was brutal. It was all over the place. It was just plain insane.
Yeah. But Team NKA, New Age Click win with an assisted double stomp, which fucking looked cool as shit.
Yeah.
One guy told him in the wheelbarrow position.
Yeah, from the top. Yeah, and it was from the top rope. He jumped from the top rope and did the double stomp. And yeah, I was a little scared. It was like, oh, this is gonna not turn out well, but it did. So,
I got hit on Stevie Boy, and he ate the pin for his team.
Yeah.
So the New Age Click gets to put the stipulation, and they want to kill Stevie Boy. They do not like the Filthy Generation at all. They want to, bury him. So they picked a casket match for the first ever casket match, I should say, for the Fear and Loathing event. So
yeah,
that was pretty good. But all in all, the show was great. Yeah. Good camera angles. Good. There were no seats in the house, so they couldn't. but it was a packed crowd. Pillar to post, the place was full of rabbit fans just cheering on.
Yeah. Just to go, and then it was kind of weird because this episode ended with a promo at the end with Renfro. And the reasoning behind when they picked a casket match was because they said they were going to have a party when you die, when he was directing that at Renfro was directing that at Stevie Boy. So that. That good writing. I have to admit, that was good writing. That's a good line. That sets that up really well.
Yeah. The only thing that's weird is that BT Gunn is the one that's going against Stevie Boy in that match. So
yeah,
that was kind of odd.
Right.
But nonetheless, it was still a good hardcore brawling, bleeding, weapons used properly match.
Yeah.
But I looked just ahead just a little bit because I was wondering why are they announcing Kaylee Ray into this three-way match for the women's match when she's not out there helping them cut the promos? Well, spoiler. Kaylee Ray wins the title. After this match, they should have gave her the title, but she is their women's champion after at the pay-per-view. I didn't get to see about the casket match, but that's pretty much what they had to deliver on that match. But like I said, this is a great show. Music, you know, I'm not used to their music or their style of music. But I wouldn't have been, except for the accent, I wouldn't have known it was not an American wrestling show.
Right. Totally, totally, totally agree. I mean, it was just they started, they just went full out and just had this episode. It just was great. And it was also nice too. One of my biggest things is if you're just getting into promotion, this is your first episode watching, or you haven't watched in a while, to be able to get into it, understand what's happening, what's going on in the future, what's happened in the past. They did a couple look backs of, you know, what's happened in the past episodes. That's always a plus to me. I always like that when they wrap that up instead of trying to figure out, because we know that pro wrestling is a storyline. It's an evolving storyline. There's things that have happened in the past and somewhere that they're going to in the future. And if you can't understand it, because, you know, this is entertainment. If you can't understand what's happening, it's hard to get into. And so it was kind of understandable for me to get into this episode, get into this promotion without knowing anything about it before and just insanely keep my attention.
Yeah. But my grade, I'm going to give this one a nice 8. Great show. Okay. We're going to watch it again. I want to see the world champion, see how we do, but, you know, we randomly pick the show, so we don't get to pick to see what we want to see.
Right. And I'm going to be right there with you. I'm actually going to give them actually a 9, because I was just, when I got into this and started watching it, I just was eyes wide open and, like, to steal a line from Booker T, tell me I just did not see that. So I just was like, eyes wide open, mouth jaw dropped, and I was like, I can't believe I'm watching this, and it's good. Insanely good.
But what do we have next on Fight? What's on Fight?
Next week, we are watching, I just forgot what we were watching. We were wrestling, Wrestle Center Voltage is the name of the promotion. So if you guys are wanting to watch along, there's only the one that we can find on the app. So just by that name, you guys should be able to find it. And if you're watching, tweet us, send us an email about your guys' thoughts about this particular promotion and episode.
Yeah, most definitely Wrestling Center. It's Voltage. Funny name. Funny, you know.
Yeah, it almost sounds like it should be like a news program instead of promotion. Yeah.
But if you need more wrestling to talk about, we also have Lucha Chat, the podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground here on the Trending Topics Network. Let's see. We also have WrestleCast. I don't know the catchphrase, as well as Mr. Furfro.
Yeah, it is the podcast that talks about has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling.
Don't forget European Uppercut, where we have our person that chose this show.
Living Legend.
The Living Legend. I want to call him the Scottish Legend for some odd
reason. The Scottish, no, he could, well, you know, if he wants to add a third name to it, it could be the Scottish, but why be so descriptive? He could be the Living Legend for everybody.
Yes. Where they give you a European perspective of American pro wrestling. We also have in the Spanish world as well, the Spanish Announce Table, where they get to talk about the big boys of pro wrestling as well. I know Mr. Forfro probably doesn't want to hear this, but there's NFL easy picks. He won't be picking anymore. His teams have been eliminated from the playoffs, but he still listened, I imagine.
I still listen, yeah, and going to, of course, we'll watch the Super Bowl. So, yeah, got NFL Easy Picks, other shows that we have that are happening there on the network. We have Squabble Box and Legends on Siren FM, the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, All Beer Inside, and Anything Goes. They just did a episode after a very long hiatus, but they're all caught up now, I guess you could say. And there's so much more to listen on the network as well.
Yeah, so check out those podcasts. Let those people know how they're doing you know, on their individual podcast.
Yeah. If you're, if you're subscribed to the podcasts, via iTunes, leave us a review. Tell us what you guys think. We want to get that number bumped up from 3 to a lot so that it comes up in promoted searches, things of that nature, and all that kind of fun stuff. It would be greatly, greatly appreciated.
And it seems like I'm done fighting with ICW Fight Club episode 12 because it's kicking my ass over here. So how about you?
Yep, I'm good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this week. So until next week, fight on.
All right.
Your attention, I got something to say from another dimension. I'm keeping it real and I'm keeping it fly. Motherfuckers just don't know why, cause I fight till I die. Just like all of the dead, a fucking fight to survive. Got a beast in a cage, got no respect. Another headman's coming with a rope for your neck. If you want some, then come and get some. You wanna throw down, now come to my cell. We got the hook up, now you better get up. Take away my pride, you can take away my pain. All I need right now is a microphone, and I'ma rip it all down till I go insane. The pace is too fast, it just won't last. I'm a master blaster, you can kiss my ass with a hockey mask and a machete. You better get ready, it's about to get heavy. Ooh, heavyweight knockout kings, coming for the bell in a diamond ring. On his nest, taking on the best, body shaking from a scorpion sting. Now when the sun goes down, we can go drown rounds. I'ma beat you down to the ground. At the end of the day,